Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the untamed chef for Agnet West. And day two of my figs recipes brings me to one of my favorite things to do with figs. And if you haven't guessed it already, you're going to know it right now. Fig and prosciutto carpaccio. Now, I know you'd be like, carpaccio is really not that, chef, but we could get creative. And if we cut our figs thin enough, we could definitely make them look like a carpaccio. And what's so wonderful about this is prosciutto and fig are just like the perfect marriage. They go so well together, and they not only take on great flavors, but more importantly, we can do things simplified here using the freshness of the figs. So we're going to be using the turkey figs today, which are the brown figs. And what I'm going to go ahead and do is lay out some carpaccio on, or some prosciutto on my plate. And we want it to be nice and thin, like if we were doing like a mock carpaccio. And this is a fun, whimsical little dish to do right before you're going to do anything as far as a first course for a meal. So we're going to go ahead and get our prosciutto. We're going to lay it out. I'm going to also cut my turkey figs really, really thin. We're going to lay those out across as well. We want to do this in a circle. And all we're going to do is very simply, we're going to put some pickled onions on there. Remember, pickled onions, all we're going to do is take some sugar, some red wine vinegar, some garlic, a little bit of shallots. We're going to put that in a nice little cup. We're going to let that sit overnight, and it's going to be absolutely amazing. And we're just going to put that right over the top. And then I like to take some pistachios and just dust them right over the top as well, because the nuttiness from the pistachio is going to bring in a really, really fresh flavor. And when you mix that already with these beautiful figs, you have a match made in heaven. So like I said, it's always fun to be untamed, to get creative, and to understand that the most important thing we can ever do whenever we're cooking is have fun. And what I like about this dish right here, not only does it taste great as a first course, but if you wanted to make this a main course, you could put a nice piece of steak or chicken on top of that as well, and it goes really well. And I would just drizzle with a little bit of balsamic, white balsamic to be exact, especially the one from Rosenthal Olive Ranch. It's one of my favorite balsamics to ever use. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, you can always follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. Upcoming cooking classes here in Tulare, California, and you can get all that information from my website as well. Drop me a line if you ever have any questions, comments, concerns, any recipes you all want to learn. I'm here for you. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.